Hey, you are listening to The Road Now on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is What Brooklyn Sounds Like. Thank you so much for tuning in on an incredibly cold Monday evening in Brooklyn. I am joined in the studio this evening by Katie from Loud Women and Emma and Shannon from Slut Magic. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
The studio audience with the applause. How was your gig on Friday? Saturday.
It was pretty cool. It stormed pretty hard. Like
that was when it was like rained
out. Yeah, the turnout wasn't amazing, but we sounded awesome.
And we had a great time. If no one shows up, we have fun stills.
Yeah, we definitely had a good time. Yeah, it was at Muchmore's, and they're like, it's pretty small and chill venue, so it was fun. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, because if you're there, you're right on stage pretty much with the band.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And there was one guy like jumping up and down.
Oh, he was dancing.
That was into it. So
yeah, he was dancing and photographing. Yeah.
So, I mean.
So more of the same then on February 1st when we're at the Well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, cool. But let's start with Katie. What are we putting on February 1st at the Well?
We are putting on the debut show of Loud Women in New York City. February 1st, the Well. It'll be great.
And we opened the show with two songs by artists who are performing, of course, with our guest this evening, Slut Magic, and their song Megawatt. Yay. And we followed it with Basic Bitches. Have you heard the song before?
Yes. Basic Bitches are great.
Yeah, they are. Naomi's been a guest previously twice. She was actually the one, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or so. I think when you just got the idea going that you were going to get this, she sent me this email and said, okay, this is going to be happening. And then so it was great to hear from Cassie to be able to say, like, this is what we're doing. And now we're able to get this all sorted out. So with your first single that you put out, right? Shut the Fuck Up.
Yes.
Okay. So it was about catcalling.
Yes.
And so I'm going to play a song from you much later in the show by a band that's sort of out of my province in Canada, although I haven't lived there for 25 years, called the Shiverettes, which I think you will really dig as a band. And then with My Body, My Choice, it was also released. It was released as a single, but do you know about the Hell Hath No Fury promotion people in London? It was,
I've heard of them.
Okay, because they put out a compilation, which is what Loud Women have done as well. And so Basic Bitches were on that as well. And I think the song is pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. I guess if you don't understand it, it's probably maybe a good thing then to come out on February 1st, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basic Bitches are headlining.
Yeah. And maybe talk to people about, tell me about what this song is about and why it's really important. So just with the festival, so it's called Loud Women.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily that you have to be like capital letters, loud music.
No, it's mostly giving women or female identifying women the chance to be on a stage. I want to cultivate a community of female musicians just to know each other and just for them, as a place for them to be comfortable. I moved back to New York and I was kind of wanting to familiarize myself with the DIY scene. And I thought that having this community of female musicians, artists, writers, being involved in the same scene was like the dream. And I thought having this gig with these loud women playing with each other would be the best way to kind of kickstart it, just as a way for me to kind of find my footing in New York and also as a way for women in New York to find each other.
Now, so you'll have to bear with me somewhat of my ignorance, because in some ways being referred to as a loud woman is going to be thought of as an insult in some cases, right?
I guess in some cases, yeah. Yeah.
Depends on how you say it, I guess.
Exactly.
Well, but
I think it comes with the idea that women have to be mellow and just staying in their lane instead of kind of crossing boundaries and making and not being so, you know, pleasant all the time. We have room to be loud and rebel a bit.
Right. So where, as for me, it comes across as being, as a male, it comes across as being like, they have a strong personality. But if, you know, if Emma's projecting herself in the same sort of way in this situation, it's going to be like, oh, she's really like loud. and so I sort of look at it with some of the language, I think, in terms of your band title as well, that you're taking ownership of that.
Exactly.
and saying like, no, fuck you. Like,
right.
we're going to be loud, and we're very proud of the fact that we're going to be loud because we've got a ton of shit to say.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to play some the other bands, one of the other bands that's on play on the lineup for Thursday evening, and give you a little bit of taste of two loud women that I'm a big fan of, who have both been previous guests on the show.
Cool.
And then we'll come back and let's talk more about the festival, what we're doing with Slut Magic, and how probably difficult it is for people to find you on social media because of your name and all those other things that we have to fight with. all right. So let's hear from, and T-Bitch are also from
the
London,
UK, yes.
From the UK. So we're going to have a really nice combination of Brooklyn, New York
Local
City musicians.
Music and transatlantic talent.
Fantastic. You are listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is T-Bitch.
With unity in our hearts, we'll keep moving everywhere.
And so what Caitlin said when she was here is again, as we were talking about, that that's a word that she can use. That's a word that she can refer to herself. But it's off the table for anybody else to refer to her that way. Correct? Yes. Yeah. And so back to the language as well, then with your band name, Slut Magic, as we were talking off the air, that Facebook doesn't let you advertise it and promote it. And Shannon was shocked by that. but it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That you can own.
Yeah, exactly.
The name.
Like, yeah, we want to think of, like, if we want to call ourselves sluts and, like, think of, like, the positive aspects of, like, sluttiness, which is, like, being fun and being comfortable with your sexuality and, like, making it whatever you want it to be, like, but that's your definition, and then, yeah, that's not really, like, anyone else's place to decide that for you, and, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the same idea. But, yeah, Facebook wouldn't let us promote any of our events or anything like that, but at least, like, we can still have the name on, like, Instagram and Facebook, but, yeah, so far we can't do any ads, so.
But we will be saying your name a lot, and then we'll be sharing it a lot all the way up to February 1st when we're all out at the well to see you. And then before Bitch from Monty, we heard from a former guest, Louise Distress, who is also out of London in the UK. Her song Stand Strong Together, which if you listen to the lyrics is pretty self-explanatory. Again, and she's got a new EP out called Street Revolution. So hopefully she will be back over here this summer and we'll get a chance to hang out. And I think she would be perfect for Loud Women. And I'm sure Cassie probably is well
totally
aware
of
her. So tell me then how Cassie got it started in terms of the Loud Women.
Yeah.
And then if you can sort of tell us about that, and then how or why did you get Slut Magic involved?
So Cassie Fox is pretty amazing. She is the founder and organizer of Loud Women based in the UK, mainly London. And she organizes monthly, very frequent gigs for women, female-fronted bands across the UK and London. I think recently she's expanded to a Love Women Fest. That's over a day, and it's really amazing, and it's growing, and she's cultivated this huge community of bands and artists, musicians, photographers, writers within the UK. And it's funny because I interviewed Cassie for my own zine called Girl Fiend, focusing up on female musicians, and that was the first time that I came across her and what she did. And I just stayed in contact with her, and then I followed all the events on Facebook, and then with my band, I reached out to her asking if she could give my band their first slot, and amazingly, she did. And so it was
this was when you were in London.
When I was living in London, she gave us her first opening set at a St. Patricia's Day gig, and that was really amazing. So it was just kind of like this. She just helped us out and like gave us a chance, and it was very like I feel like I'm always indebted to her. And so I just saw what she was doing with Loud Women in the UK and this community that she built. And when I had to move back to New York, one of the things that I missed most about the UK was the scene and this really tight knit community of women that I loved, to be a part of. And I saw that Cassie was bringing up the idea of possibly expanding Loud Women beyond the UK. And so I was moving back to New York over the summer, and I thought, what a no-brainer. I'll totally love to help out in New York, because what better city is there to do a Loud Women part two? And of course, she was on board. And I thought it would be a great idea for me to kind of to get to know the scene myself, since I knew what the London DIY scene was like. And then I thought I could kind of feel my way around the New York one through Loud Women. And it's great because Cassie gave me these great bands like Slut Magic, who Cassie's played with over when they were over in the UK, and it's this great family tree of bands who've played with each other in the UK and the US. And so she was like, there are these great women in New York who would love to help you, and I thought that was a perfect start. And so she introduced me to Basic Bitches, who also played in the UK with one of Cassie's bands, and then Cassie, and then I wanted to have the first Loud Women event sometime soonish, and so she had this great idea of flying over for the gig from London, because who doesn't want to play in New York? And so she's coming over as well, and Feb 1st is going to be, I think, like a great celebration of Loud Women, because it's all Loud Women organizer bands playing.
Sure.
And I think it's like just like a nice circle of life, and a great way, and it's like the internet is amazing because it's brought like really great people together. And I just want to have this community in New York that I found in London, and I'm hoping that I can kind of grow it in the way that Cassie has.
And it's going to take a lot of work.
A lot of work.
But you've got good people and totally. A good support system already.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that Slut Magic are down. And I think it's going to be really fun to do in Brooklyn because there's just so much going on, just so much talent, and I just want to kind of zone in on a fraction of that.
Right. Now, just a quick question before we sort of get to like how you, a little bit more of how the band got involved and why you were excited to get involved with. Is there a need for any more assistance, any volunteers for February 1st? Or
I mean, I'd love, there's a Loud Women NYC group that I also started, that Cassie helped me start, that I want to use as a platform for anybody interested in helping Loud Women with Loud Women NYC, just like photographers, writers, musicians, and anybody who wants to be a part of it, even if you don't play an instrument, just to help out, maybe selling tickets on the door or just being a part of it in like whatever way possible. I just really want to encourage people to be part of it in whatever capacity they like. You don't have to play music. You can write about it, take photographs, just be there, because I think support is really important with Loud Women. And if anybody is interested, I'd love help. If it's with organizing or putting on events, or if your band wants to play, if you have any ideas about how you want to make it bigger, I'm totally open. And like, I'd love to work with anybody.
Okay. Now, how did you, as Slut Magic, then you went over to the UK to play?
Yeah.
Just
randomly. We wanted to. Yeah. No. Yeah, I booked us a tour over there. I spent like 6 months or so just like emailing venues and finding people, and then via the internet found Loud Women, and and they helped us put on a show in Brixton where...
was at the Windmill, right?
At the Windmill,
That's my favorite venue in London.
It's a really cool venue. Yeah. The cool thing about the UK is that like all of these really tiny venues that are like little like smelly pubs and stuff like have amazing sound
somehow.
They make somehow.
The greatest venues. Like,
yeah, it's so cool. And so, and then we played at the Windmill with Gutful, who Cassie also plays with, and they're an awesome band as well. Really, really fun energy. And we like loved them and like vibed really well. And so, yeah. So then when Cassie like sent a message saying that Katie was going to start up a New York chapter, we were like super excited.
Fully
to be a part
on board.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever we can do to get involved.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like playing, obviously, but also like I do a lot of like organizing and booking and social media and all of that stuff for the band. So I have those, some of those skills and connections and stuff. And I've been playing music in New York for a while, as has Shannon. And so, yeah, we like just know a lot of people, know a lot of women in the community. But the really cool thing about Loud Women is that like there's not, as far as I know, there hasn't been any sort of like connecting thing for female musicians in New York. There's like no like women's music festival or any sort of like anything as far as I know, which is kind of surprising, actually.
Right.
Like that. Yeah, it's not easier to just like connect, you know, exactly. A lot of female bands. And yeah, so it's really cool that you guys are doing that.
Have you been to Punk Island?
No.
That takes place in June. Because it's a great community. I've met a whole bunch of really great people involved in it. In fact, one of the people who I absolutely adore, Kate Hoos, is playing the 22nd at around the corner at El Cortez with her band, her new band, Cop Out. But it's an incredibly, it only happens one day during the summer on Make Music New York Day.
Oh, okay.
But I think if, you know, if you guys could sort of, I don't know, dovetail, sort of get yourselves, you know, sort of involved there. Because I think, like I say, there's great community people there's like seven stages and there's a whole bunch of punk rock and it's just like an island of beautiful people. It's been out at Randall's Island and there's kids and there's just all sorts of fantastic
awesome.
Stuff. But from that is as well, because I get the sense that doing like being in a all female band and then being on a bill with three male bands is a really different vibe than doing a Loud Women show where majority of the performers are female, or, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to be all that good on the language, but identify as female.
Yeah. There, my band in London have been the opening token female support act for a bill that was comprised of otherwise males too many times. So just a chance for us to be viewed as like the same on a stage is really important.
That's a big part of it. It's like that. I mean, our band is 50-50. We have two men and two women in our band, but like still, if you're on a bill with all the other bands are like all guys, it's just sort of like you sort of just stick out as a novelty.
Yeah.
And they're like, right. It's the novelty girl band. Like that's
like,
their thing. And they're not really listening to the music or like, and so you stand out because of that, rather than like if it's all female bands, then you're not like, having to stick out in that way.
And bookers feel like,
Well, we just had a conversation about, you know, being a girl drummer and
okay.
how big of a deal that is for people. And it really shouldn't be. I don't want it to be. And I try not to make it that way, but there's a thing that always happens where people sort through their mental filing cabinet and they go, oh, so Meg White, like the girl drummer that they think about. I love her, but I'm like, well, okay.
You would never say that about like
I'm not going to say, oh, you play the saxophone,
right.
You know, like, oh, Charlie Parker. Okay. What? No. Like, come on.
I guess it's also to remove this idea of tokenism. Like, the more female drummers or female bands we have, the less you feel as if they're like a novelty.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's so important.
And so what I then sort of also hear you saying is that when you go to the shows, you're all being there as artists. And you're talking to Crystal, who drums for Basic Bitches, mm-hmm. and to go off on a tangent, is going to bring some really crazy different energy to all their new music. If you like what they do now, I think it's going to get way better. Right. But so it's the situation where you're talking to Crystal as drummer. You're not sort of going to her like, so was it Meg White that got you into drumming?
Yeah. Another girl. Oh, my. There's so few of us. What do you do? Who are you?
And I'm sure we could probably fill up the rest of the show with horror stories about being at gigs. Totally. But we don't want to do that. So how about we play a little bit more music here from the other band that's going to be on the bill, Cassie's band. So I also don't know Doris then.
Hi, Doris.
If Doris would be like some type of slang then, because I, Doris has a whole sort of manifesto and pledge. And so it seems to me like you're sort of saying like, I, Doris, I am not going to be like a dick to you. I am not going to try and take your partner. So it's the I as in the letter, not E-Y-E. And it's sort of the start of the pledge of I, Doris.
Exactly. Okay.
And it's actually sort of like a manifesto that honestly we should all live by,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can find that. On their Facebook page, if you can find them on Facebook.
But totally.
We'll save that discussion again for another time. You are listening to The Road and Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is I, Doris.
Stealing dumplings, the radio for company. Now the stupid beggar has sent another letter with his and my dysfunction. Really up the Tops on the color tags. Dig it up, dirty gold. Pick it up, dig it up, no.
crash. White noise disturbance flash. Turn it up, heads will roll. Pick it up, watch them fall. You know what time it is. Murder that baseline, bitch. We'll blow your mind with it. We'll slap that look right off your face. You know what time it is. Murder that baseline, bitch. We'll blow your mind with it. We'll slap that look right off your face. Full stash in hand. Perennial highs on tap. Pick it up, don't eat gold. Pick it up, they won't know. Fast track, the clash. London is calling back. Turn it up, heads will roll. Pick it up, watch them fall. You know what time it is. Murder that baseline, bitch. We'll blow your mind with it. We'll slap that look right off your face. You know what time it is. Murder that baseline, bitch. We'll blow your mind with it. We'll slap that look right off your face.
Mother!
Boys Will Be Boys by the Menstrual Cramps from their album Free Bleeding. Interesting bit then with their video, if you know the story.
No.
So their My Bush Ain't Your Business got removed from YouTube.
Of course.
Wow. Okay.
Of course, back to what we were talking about at the beginning. Before that, we heard Baseline Bitch by Nova Twins. They're out of London as well.
Cool.
And then the girl from Clapham, which is by Doris. I like it. Mummycore, Riot Pop, Kitchen Punks. And so Doris features Cassie Fox, who is going to be here on February 1st and playing on the gig at The Well with Basic Bitches, Slut Magic, T-Bitch. $8?
Yes.
$8 at the door as well?
At the door.
Oof. Awesome. So that little set came out of a Spotify playlist that is on the Loud Women website. So if you go to loudwomen.org, and then I don't know, but I'm going to throw it out there. So Loud Women are also accepting applications for Loud Women Fest 4, which is going to be taking place in London. So whoever is listening, if you're in a female-fronted band, if you female band, please go submit. But I like overall like what the sort of tagline is for Loud Women, for all those who support putting women on stage and turning up the volume.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So who has a problem with that? Okay, wait, we don't have
wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, you're good with that. But one other and sort of festival that if I think you might want to get yourself or look into. Although they sort of say that they don't have much of a punk sort of stage, but there's a festival that takes place every year in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's called the Ladybug Festival. And it is the same. It is you have to be so certainly men are welcome to be in the bands, but they all have to be female fronted, and you know, or if they're all female, great. But they are actually now accepting applications for the Ladybug Festival, which is in July, and that deadline is April 15th. So,
amazing.
But which is great. But it seems weird, like you were saying, like it's weird. So we can have that in Wilmington, Delaware, but we don't have that in New York City.
Yeah,
exactly.
So strange.
Step in, Loudwomen and myself.
Yes, yes. So because this is just going to get the ball rolling, right? On February 1st.
Yes, totally. We're hoping to put on regular events, hopefully once a month for the foreseeable future, and just to exactly get the ball rolling on Feb 1st.
Right. Now, so back, we were just kind of talking about that a bit off air. So, Shannon, how is it that you got involved in Slut Magic? It sounded really interesting and sort of, you know, so, a microcosm of things that you go through as a drummer, as a female drummer.
I was looking for some more playing to do, and I had a Craigslist notification on for Drummer Wanted, and I spent about a year and a half watching ads come through my email. They were all a little douchey and had very specific requirements. Some even there were a few where a man was wanted, or it was someone under, you know, 23, so I'd be hanging out with a bunch of kids.
Okay, so what you're saying is that people are putting out ads and saying that we specifically want a male drummer.
Yeah.
We don't want, and this is why we need the Loud Women Festival,
right,
to be able to make that networking and connections.
Totally. Because
that does sound totally douchey.
I mean, to be fair, it was few who actually went that far, but they were there. And these guys, so Michael, our guitar player, is amazing at writing copy. And he had this whole thing about being a sorceress, 0% bro.
Yeah, I think we came up with like a checklist of like rate yourself 0 to 10. Yeah. Like bro was on there, like, we only accept, you know, 0% bro.
And I saw and I was like, I have to meet these people. I have no idea what they're about, what their music is like, but where did this come from? And it turned out that we're sort of kindred spirits, yes, and we've had a great time.
Yeah, Shannon's been amazing. Yeah, we've been playing together for like a year.
It's been a year,
yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So Shannon's not on this past recording that we put out, but
which is the In the Mouth EP.
Yeah, In My Mouth.
In My Mouth. And,
it's hot pink vinyl. And yeah, but we're working on a single right now that I was just in mixing it actually before I came here, working on it. And Shannon's going to be on that and on our next album, which hopefully will come out in maybe November. But the single should be out like in probably a month or so. And we also have an amazing female rapper on that song, Polaroid Purple.
God, she's
and
so
she's sick. And she also sings background vocals with us live sometimes. And yeah, she's really badass. And she won't be at February 1st, unfortunately. But yeah, she performs with us every now and then. And yeah, it's pretty fun. So.
And you play the violin.
I do, yeah.
So. In a punk rock band.
Yeah, so in this band, in Slut Magic, I play electric violin, and it's a 5-string, and I have a pedal board, and so it's sort of like sounds kind of similar to guitar, but and I take a lot of the like lead like solos where you would normally maybe have a guitar solo, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from people being like, oh, I love the combination of like punk and classical, and like I love the violin in there, and like it just adds like a little more of a different sound too. And I spent so much time learning violin that I should play it in my band. So.
Gotta put that student loan money to work. Yeah,
exactly.
And do it in a non-traditional environment.
Yeah, which I love. It's so much fun. Yeah, just like coming up with parts and just like shredding away on it and playing totally not how I learned to play at all.
Well, I mean, I was a classical percussionist in college, so... how far I've come. Like, I'm not going to play a cymbal crash in an orchestra.
Yeah. You get to play two
shut
notes.
The fuck up.
Yes, that's right. Sounds like way more fun.
So much more satisfying.
I so wish, though, there were some conductors who would take those chances, who would like have like even small orchestras play background to sort of punk rock music or... fill in all those spaces, but whatever.
And I also play with another awesome female fronted band called Wasabi Fox that I added them to our Loud Women group. Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing band that's very like intricate, almost like prog rock kind of stuff. And we have I play violin in that, and there's also a cellist and a saxophone, and it is a very like classical meets like rock meets math nerds. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Katie, can you give us a wrap up about everything on February 1st? A little bit about Loud Women, and then we'll hear from Slut Magic one more time and a couple other tracks that I hope people are going to want to check out their bands or maybe get involved with Loud Women.
Of course. I hope people will come because I think it's going to be really great and really, really fun. It's a chance for also people to meet each other if you want to start a band and you're not really inclined to post on Craigslist. Where you don't know where to start. I'm hoping people will be there, and you can kind of maybe network and talk to some like-minded folk. We're really nice, and if you want to be involved in any kind of way, I'd love for you to join and be a part of it.
So February 1st at the Well, $8.
$8.
Is it possible to get tickets in advance, or is it just going to be at the door?
It'll be at the door, cash.
Okay. The Well's a great, great room because once you get people in there, I found from experience, as long as there's the good sound person, it's wonderful.
Yes.
To have them there. So, it is, do we know the lineup order?
Basic Bitches are headlining.
Okay.
And then from top down, it's Slut Magic, Idoris, and T-Bitch.
Okay. And when are doors? Do you know?
Oh, and Idoris right before T-Bitch. So second on the bill.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know when doors are? Is it going to be 8:00?
I think 8:45 or 9-ish.
Okay. And if people don't know the Well, there's lots of really great beer.
Oh, it's
there.
My favorite bar.
Well, say hi to Ian, the bartender. That's a lot of their purchasing for them.
There's an excellent plug to come out to the venue as well. Exactly. So we are going to close out with another track by Slut Magic, Satan Called. We're going to follow it with The Royal They, their song CNT. I'm sure you can figure out what's missing. And then the band out of Alberta, which I really hope you'll check out, the Shiverettes. And then we look forward to seeing everybody on February 1st at The Well. Please stay tuned for Everybody Plays the Fool with Shane. You've been listening to The Roden Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. great fall, the big fight, the sting of a self-inflicted bite that festers.